Today, thanks mainly to the internet, fans can create scripts and stories and songs and pictures inspired by their favorite movies and TV shows and bands and novels, and then share that work instantly with thousands of fellow fans. As you'll hear in this next story by Judith Kempfner, it's a form of fan love that at least one beloved author is not reciprocating.
Anne McCaffrey is best known for 14 novels set on an imagined world, a planet called Pern. It's colonized by people who are escaping a fungus which falls from space. While they have primitive technology, they have a hierarchy of powerfully genetically modified dragons who give their riders unconditional love and protection. Anne's imagined world offers compelling opportunities for creative involvement. There are uninhabited areas on her continents which can be colonized. There are an infinite number of relationships between rider and dragon to dream up. Fans set up contests and competitions for new creatures and situations, and the books offer escape and a feeling of security and enrichment, says a longtime fan who will remain anonymous.
I was so there, I wasn't even on Earth half the time. So it was a way to get out of the fact that the rest of my life wasn't going so great. So I had a place to go that was fun, and I was powerful there. I was able to do great things for people. It was a lot of fun.
She lived for the evenings when she would go online and role-play adventures on Pern with other fans. She set up a website where fans could read her own novel set on her own planet. She also drew dragons, which she acknowledged had similar features to McCaffrey's dragons, but which were also noticeably different.
What I was doing was ingesting her works, you know, reading them, thinking about them, picturing them in my head, and then drawing what I thought they might look like. Well, it wasn't even her works. I never drew her characters.
Online, this fan offered to draw characters described by other role-playing fans. This may well be in the spirit of fandom, but the author's lawyers didn't see it that way. From the point of view of the McCaffrey family, they own Planet Pern and everything on it, even everything inspired by it. Due to ill health, Anne McCaffrey, at 75, has entrusted her eldest son, Alec, as her spokesman. He says no one has the right to set adventures on Pern or to use any of the characters, especially on the so-called public domain of the internet.
You know, if they just put it up and said, hi, it's a picture of a dragon, and nowhere on the site was there any mention of Anne McCaffrey, it wouldn't be an issue. But if they're sort of drawing any connection between her world and their image, then yeah, we'd have an issue with it.
What if they said it was inspired by Anne McCaffrey?
Well, then we'd have an issue with it. We'd ask them not to publish it.
Fan fiction can be double-edged. It can create more readers and more interest, but it can dilute the author's signature style. Intellectual property lawyers around the world are having a field day policing copyright infringements. One such lawyer sent Anne McCaffrey's fan a stern letter.
You have made clear in the text of your materials that the artwork appearing at this website is inspired by and based upon Miss McCaffrey's Dragon Riders of Pern series, and you appear to understand fully the copyright and trademark rights reserved to Anne McCaffrey by your reference to her works. By this letter, I am advising you that you must remove your art gallery from the internet immediately. Should you fail to cease and desist from these copyright and trademark infringements, we will have no alternative but to proceed with a legal action for an injunction and damages. Anne McCaffrey has not hesitated to prosecute copyright and trademark violations against others who have violated her rights over the internet. On her behalf, we have obtained substantial monetary judgments. In those cases, in the middle and six low figures. It did send me into a depression that almost killed me, because I was the classic rabid fan. I like to joke that if she had written to me and said, jump out the window, I would have asked her which story. So, yeah, this was a pretty crushing blow.
Attorney Edward Rosenthal is an expert on intellectual property. He says that this letter, though not unusual, was more heavy-handed and menacing than most.
In terms of six-figure demands, six-figure threats, I mean, that doesn't sound like it's realistic to me that somebody would really demand six figures from a kind of fan site.
But that's what the letter This sort of thing.
Technically, under the copyright law, you can have what are called statutory damages, which allow up to $150,000 for an infringement, willful infringement of copyright, even if you can't prove that you've actually suffered that kind of damages.
Is it perhaps easier to write negatively about an author and be satirical or critical than it is to have some kind of loving homage to them?
I suppose that is true. You have more leeway to use original material when you're criticizing it or parodying it rather than when you're simply saying how much you love it. That is kind of an ironic fact of copyright law.
Are we communicating artistically via the First Amendment, or are we in some kind of a gray area? The problem is that this fandom activity is such a natural progression from reading the books and meeting other fans that it is addictive and it's almost irresistible. And where's the harm?
Alex says fans may be enthusiastic, but they don't realize that from a lawyer's point of view, placing fan fiction or artwork on the internet is equivalent to publishing it.
When people sort of can't make the connection between I'm trading on Anne McCaffrey's name and I have made no contractual relationship with Anne McCaffrey, you know, and I'm going to continue to do this, whether Anne McCaffrey wants me to or not, well, then we're going to have a problem. and it may not be pretty.
In the future, Anne McCaffrey's official website plans to publish fan fiction, but will insist that all copyright is ceded to her. It's not how fans envisaged how their internet communities would work, but it's a viable compromise between protecting the author and preventing the anguish caused by the sort of harsh legal threat which one fan received. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.